This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long in studio. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Let's go to Jerry in La Place. Jerry in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all for taking the call. It's been a minute, you know, since I've talked with y'all and Bobby and everybody. Mike, I'm looking at Spencer Rattler and, you know, I'm seeing a lot of good from him. Of course, he's, you know, there's a lot to improve, no doubt, right? Well, I've been reading during the last half of the season and kind of after the Super Bowl, a couple of teams that were interested possibly in Derek Carr, the Giants being one of them. I don't know how legit that is. My question goes like this. Would the Saints be willing – to not take a beating, because I hope they don't, but maybe if it's maybe a quarter to a half of a beating to get rid of Carr, let's play Rattler. I think Coach Kellen can get a good bit out of him. Whatever the season is, let's lick our wounds and go into the draft. And if there's not a promising quarterback, at least we could build our offensive line from there. What is your take on that?
Yeah, Jerry, if they had a team that was willing to make that deal, it's the best case scenario to make a trade, even if it's a late round pick for Derek Carr, because, man, there is no easy way out of that contract. I mean, it's a difficult one there with a lot of money. And Derek's going to get paid one way or another. So how legit all that is, all I know is Carr's agents working overtime. And, man, I see it on a bunch of sites. And I know exactly where they're getting it from. It's coming from his camp with that. Would some team? Hey, listen, there are 32 of them out there, and you one of the 32 with the Saints, so there are 31 others. Would there be a team maybe saying, hey, listen, he's maybe a bridge to the next guy for us if you're willing to eat a little bit more of that cap money? We would take him off your hands. That would be the best-case scenario for the Saints. But, you know, you see that he's not going to be on this team in 2026. And my thing is, with a new coach, new coaching staff starting new, we got glimpses of Spencer Rattler. He wasn't playing behind a stellar offensive line, man. He's stretching. I agree with you. You got to rebuild that offensive line. The other part is he never got to play with Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed. So, you know, look who he was throwing to downfield. I think they'd like to give him an opportunity, but you got to do one of two things here. You got to bring in a veteran quarterback, and you got to take a look at maybe a guy in the middle of rounds that you would select. Maybe a guy like Kyle McCord from Syracuse, who was a starting quarterback at Ohio State. Again, him and Ryan Day maybe kind of clashed a little bit toward the end, and he transferred. Now, he threw a ton of passes last year at Syracuse, but he put up some really nice numbers there. Is he the future? I would say I don't know. But I think with a new coach, you got to give him some leeway to say, hey, this is the keys to the car. You don't have to be saddled with everything. And one of those guys is Derek Carr. And just maybe it's just optics for me. Where was Derek Carr during the Super Bowl week? He's nowhere to be found. He moved his family to Cal. My thing is, and sometimes perception and reality meet. And so if there would be a team out there willing to trade for him, even if it's a late-round pick and you eat a little bit more of that cap money than you would normal in a trade, I would say do it.
That's if you can find one.
But you got to find a dancing partner.
I think they'll ask around for sure, Mike, and hopefully they do find a partner. And if you get a sixth-round pick in return, you know, take it and be done with it.
And say, God bless you.
Exactly. Thank you.
And wish Derek the best, but we're moving on.
Now, this is the issue. And Carr's done this before because he did it to the Raiders. He refused to waive his no-trade clause, which he currently has with the Saints. Now, if there's some type of restructure with the contract before they trade him, maybe he would be more willing to do something like that. I'm not exactly sure, Mike.
His agent, Saints, everybody else, they can deal with that.
Yes.
They can deal with that cap money stuff.
But I'm just saying it's something that he's done before where he's had the no-trade clause and he's refused to do it. So the Raiders had to cut him in that case, and that's when the Saints went and picked him up.
He had him by the teriyaki in Las Vegas.
And I don't think it's gotten that like negative or that toxic of a situation. It's more of like a, hey, we're looking to start anew with a brand-new coaching staff, a very young coaching staff in that case as well. And we're looking more towards the future than the now type of thing. So if you're doing that, sure, like figure it out with Derek Carr. However, if you can't find a trade partner or someone that's willing to take on, you know, that contract, and they may not take on all of it, you might be eating some of it. But if you can't find a trade partner at that point,
it'll be a post-June
first cut. I mean, that's the other solution. There are different options that the Saints can pursue where Derek Carr won't be on this team. The best option for them, like you said, is they get something in return. They get a draft pick, right? But if that doesn't happen, a post-June first cut is still very possible as well.
Yeah, and so there is no easy way out, okay? You're kind of boxed in here with a contract that is huge, and no matter what, Derek Carr is going to get paid, no matter what. I mean, he's already made it plain and simple. I'm not taking no pay cut. I'm not taking that with that. And so you understand there's some dynamics to be had, but I agree with you. Rebuild your offensive line. I think it's a big part of it. Add you a playmaker if it's at tight end, a wide receiver, and see what will happen here. Because I think if you don't win up front, doesn't matter who you got at quarterback. Man, listen, Super Bowl taught you a lesson, taught everybody a lesson. Okay, Superman, he looked mere mortal when he went up against that defensive line.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Line up the Eagles.
And Mike, as we're heading to the break, I just wanted to rehash. The 2025 NFL draft quarterback class is not elite, but there are a lot of guys that are quote-unquote developmental guys. Guys that you can draft in the mid-rounds, you know, day two, early day three, and have them sit and see if they develop. Kyle McCord's an interesting name, though, because, you know, we'll see how he kind of tested the combine and everything like that, but he did put up big numbers at Syracuse.
And he went to the East-West Shrine game. He lit it up there. I mean, not in the game itself, but in the practices. He was really impressive, and I know some people that either played against him or coached on that staff. They were really, really high on him. As a guy that somewhere down the line, he'll get a chance to be a starter.
And I like Jackson Dart, but the more you hear about it, the more it sounds like he's going to be in the back end of the first round of this year's draft.
No.
So you're not even going to be able to get him at pick 40.
That's something we're going to go through, and I kind of tipped it yesterday. I think if the Rams move off of Matt Stafford, and remember last year, the Rams were a team that admitted they had a lot of interest in Bo Nix had he been available when they selected. Now, the guy they picked is damn good. Man, Jared Verse, man, give me that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because, man, he is a big-time player. And, man, he was talking smack to the Eagles. Man, it didn't matter. Y'all can't block me. And they couldn't for a while. And you think about that Rams team. Man, they gave the Eagles more trouble than anybody else in the offseason.
Him and Braden
post-season.
Fisk are going to be a dynamic duo on that defensive line for years to come.
Braden came so close to being the LSU Tiger. Because remember, he transferred. He was a Western Michigan guy. Transferred to Florida State, and it came down between Florida State and LSU. They came real close to get him. No, Braden Fisk can play. Man, he's pedaled to the metal on every snap.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.